This is the Wall Street Update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. Now, you'd be hard-pressed to find many people on Wall Street right now who believe US interest rates won't begin to rise again next month. They've been on hold now, close to zero, since the end of 2008. Minutes of the latest meeting of officials from the US Central Bank suggest they believe the economy would be strong enough to justify a rate rise in December. Doug McIntyre at the financial website 24/7 Wall Street is just one of the many who believes rates will rise next month.
I think it's done, particularly looking at the unemployment rate, job additions last month. I don't think that anything in the notes are surprising at all.
What do you think the economic impact of that would be on the U.S. economy, first of all?
I think it would be negligible because the size of the increase would be small. Those kinds of interest rates aren't passed along right away. And you know, for people just sort of getting a mortgage or have a credit card, that is the kind of increase that it takes a long time for that to ripple through.
What about countries around the world who may have borrowed in dollars, say, and faced rising interest rate repayment costs? Is that going to be a worry for them, do you think?
I think it is. If you look at interest rates and the effect of the dollar, at some point the stuff really starts to pile up and it's a problem. But I think for a typical business, a business in the United States that has good credit rating, and for most individuals, it's not something that's going to be felt right away.
Normally you'd expect shares to fall with this kind of degree of, if what you say is right, certainty that interest rates are going to rise because it increases companies' cost of borrowing, and yet the Dow rose fairly strongly today. Why do you think that was?
I think to some extent it's because the interest rate thing was priced in. Now, something else happened today which was very strange, and that is that Goldman Sachs, which is their research department, is very highly regarded, said that the price of Apple would go up another 43% over the next 12 months. And, you know, Apple's such a huge market cap that it's part of these indices. And so their shares, Apple shares, went up by 4%. And if you believe Goldman Sachs, it's just the beginning.
And the U.S. economy relies heavily on consumer spending. And the second biggest retailer in the United States, that's Target, was reporting latest sales. What did Target have to say, and how did investors take it?
Target did well. If you looked at the stock, you wouldn't know it. But if you look at how many companies did really badly, companies like Macy's, other big retailers, you'd say to yourself, wow, the shares should just soar. I don't know why they didn't. Of all the big retailers, I would say that theirs had the best results, and it may be the sort of the malaise about the holiday season being bad across the board. It got caught in that whirlpool.
Doug McIntyre. The Dow ended the day up almost 1.5% at 17,737. Earlier, London's main share index, that was up a fifth of a percent at 6,278.
For more from the world of finance, try Business Daily, one of our most popular podcasts. Go to bbcworldservice.com/businessdaily.